الله حاجة من كانت له إلى الله حاجة
أو إلى أحد من بني آدم فليتوضأ وليحسن الوضوء ثم ليصلي ركعتين ثم ليصلي على الله تبارك وتعالى وليصلي على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم ليقول لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين أسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا جس شخص کو اللہ تعالیٰ سے کوئی ضرورت پیش آئے یا کسی آدمی سے کوئی کام پیش آئے تو اس کو چاہیے کہ وہ اچھی طرح سنت کے مطابق تمام آداب کے ساتھ وضو کرے، پھر دو رکعتیں پڑھے، اور دو رکعت پڑھنے کے بعد اللہ تعالیٰ کی حمد و ثناء بیان کرے، پھر حضور نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پر درود بھیجے، اور پھر دعا کا یہ کلمات کہے: لا الہ الا اللہ الحلیم الکریم سبحان رب العرش العظیم الحمد للہ رب العالمین. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ میری انسان فل آف نیڈس، دیر از نو ون ہو ہیز نو نیڈس، اے بلیور اور دا ڈس بلیور، رچ اور دا پور، میل اور فیمیل، ایوری ون always surrounded by needs. Every day person feels this is a need, I need this the most. If this happens, then I am okay, I am set. Soon as that come right, sometime it come right, sometime it takes long to come right, but once that is done, otherwise waiting. Then the person feels, no, if I come right with this one, then I am set, I am okay. Before even that one finish, other one is waiting. It carries on. Allah Ta'ala is a creator of needs, and Allah has wisdoms. If Allah Ta'ala never made that system, then there would be many people becoming Firauns of the time, that claiming to be the one who does everything. As Firaun said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْعَلَىٰ. He thought, Allah's water, Allah's garden, Allah Ta'ala has created everything. He's seeing the water running, he says, this water, this river is running, my command. Got carried away. But still, was full of needs. So insan, Allah Ta'ala made insan full of needs. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala saying how to go about fulfilling one's need. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is an example for us. Every aspect of life, every part of life, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Allah, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you have any need to Allah? You have any need? So Allah Ta'ala, is any need from Allah? Or even any one of the human being? Need for Allah, from Allah, or need from anyone besides Allah, any creation? Then how you go about? Firstly, make wuzu. And not just wudu, but proper, yuhsin, husn, beautify, beautiful way, proper adab, proper sunnahs. Thereafter, perform two rakat salah. After performing two rakat salah, that is salatul hajj, salah for the need. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, salutation upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, dua to Allah Ta'ala, ask for needs and specific special dua. Dua of the Hajjat, La ilaha illallah al-Halim al-Kareem. Subhanallah Rabbil Arshil Azim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. After praising Allah Ta'ala in many words, then we're asking Allah Ta'ala, O Allah, ask you for your mercy, abundance, forgiveness, and opportunity to do good deeds, protection from all the sins. And there must be no sin which is not forgiven. All our worries, you remove it. And whatever our needs, Wallah Ta'ala, if it's your happiness in that our needs be fulfilled, Wallah, you fulfill, Wallah, you the most merciful of all the merciful ones. Every person has a needs. But how a Muslim fulfill the needs and how a non-Muslim fulfill the needs? When a non-Muslim, non-believer, a person has no ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, no real belief in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that He is the only one who can do everything. He is the one who can solve all the problems, who can see to all the needs. Person will go to the asbab and the means. Only means. A Muslim also will go towards the needs. Islam doesn't stop from using asbab. Means are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it has to be used. But using asbabs, but not relying on the asbabs. They are not the doers. Al-doer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person looking for a job, for example. Now he has to see to the needs of the family. It's a faraz. So now we'll not sit and wait for everything to happen, but he will look for the job, look for the work, look for ways and means of sustenance and rosy. If he has to use context, he will use that context too. Nothing wrong with that. But he will not stop there. He will read namaz and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And will say to Allah ta'ala, O Allah, what in my capability I have done, but real doer you are, you Allah, you the doer, you do it. I rely on you, I leave it to you. As for the non-believer, will only use asbab and the means, nothing beyond that. There's a difference between believer and non. A person got sick. Now a person will take the medicine, go to the doctor. Best doctor can use, no problem. Best hospital person can use, no problem. Best medicine person can use, no problem. But it's not, doesn't stop there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawakkul on Allah. O Allah, this medicine cannot do, doctors cannot cure. Allah, you the one who cures. You give shifa, you put the shifa in it. And that is a reality. Without Allah ta'ala, nothing can work. All the contests can fail. When it comes to sickness, how many people go to hospital? One ward, all the patient, same kind of sickness, because that is a specific word for that sickness. But some will come back home, some will, their bodies will come, some will get more sick, some will get better. Although same, everybody given the same medicine. So the medicines and the doctors cannot do, the real doer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a difference between a believer and non-believer. The non-believer is only used means, but the believer goes beyond that. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has ta'alluq with Allah, gets connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only person who will get connected to Allah, who will turn to Allah, who has bharosa on Allah, who got trust in Allah, who got conviction in Allah Ta'ala's Zaat, that Allah Ta'ala is a doer. Allah Ta'ala is a doer. Allah do and Allah will do. The person never build relationship with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will have no conviction in the Zaat of Allah, and he will not turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So we have to build our ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. As Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the Syria, they surrounded a fort. Now the people, enemy, tried their own different ways to win, but they failed. Now they can't even escape. So they okay, we surrender. Let's talk peace. There's enemy all along they're doing. All the tactics they try, when they fail, they cannot win. Now they say, okay, peace, treaty, peace talk. From that time, it carries on. Khalid ibn Walid, same thing happened to him. The person, ambassador from the side, came to talk to Khalid ibn Walid. He came with one small bottle in his hand. As Khalid ibn Walid asked him, what is this? You came to talk on the people's behalf. Say, yes. So what you brought this bottle for? So this is a deadly poison. No one. It just one drop touches the tongue and person, the intestine will tear. Person will die. Nobody can survive. So I came, I brought this. My people send me. If I go back a successful person, then I have face to show my people. But if I'm unsuccessful in my talk to you, then I will drink this and I will die. I will not go alive to my people. As Khalid ibn Walid says, you got so much trust on this that it can kill you. Say, yes, this is, you don't know this is. This is something else this is. Nobody can survive this. He said, okay, give it to me. So what do you want to do with this? So now I will show you the power of it, what power it has, and the creator of this power, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what power he has. You only know the power of that. Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma'a ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samaa'i wa as-sami'ul 'aliim. And he drank it. And that person is eyes out waiting, but nothing happened. Then he realized that no, this is not a normal human being, and they're not fighting for the power, they are serious. And obviously gave him da'wat, that what's our object? Is not to take over, not just the control, but to make you realize the object of your life in this world, what you have come for. And all you people, what you have come for, live a happy life in this world, and obviously happy in the hereafter. When he saw nothing happen to him, except that Islam. So it shows that the real doer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means, everybody takes a means. Muslim also go for the means, but don't rely on the means. The real doer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the food we have in front of us, one person came, one Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I go travel in the jungle, take my camel with. Time for salah comes, must I tie the camel and then perform salah, or I just leave it and I perform salah and say, oh Allah, I'm reading your namaz, so you protect. This mustn't run away. Allah, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, tie that camel, then read namaz. Asbab, use the means, then trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a real trust, that after using the means, the real trust is that not trusting that means. Trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is a reality. Allah ta'ala is a doer. Food is there in front of us. We're sitting to eat. But still, oh Allah, this food can't benefit me. If you want it to benefit me. can be the strongest, powerful medicine. If Allah Ta'ala never write for it to benefit, food is there. Nice people prepare, so many dishes prepared. Everybody is waiting that we're going to enjoy the best meal today after very long. But then what happens? One person gets diarrhea after eating. Sometimes person put in a mouth, but it doesn't go down the throat. How many times person died? That muscle, you have to take it out of the mouth. Couldn't go down. It's there. It went mouth, but never go. It was not written. It happened sometime that person ate, but couldn't digest. Instead of, lots of them you hear, say, people say, food poisoning. That food, person thought is a benefit. Allah Ta'ala didn't want that to benefit. No benefit. One day somebody asked angel that some strange incident in your life. He said, quite a few. So he's in charge of food supply to different creation, different time. So certain grains of food was written for certain animal food, for the chicken. But that chicken is one place, but so many kilometers far from there, it went to another person's dish. So now it's written for that chicken is so far from there, somebody else's dish. He's going to have it. How is it going to work? But Allah Ta'ala system. This person ate and food got stuck. It's sitting in the nose now. It went away in the nose. Now trying. Finally, somebody said, no, go certain place, maybe there is a Hakim there. Maybe he'll do something, give some medicine to that, give you release. Meantime, that's the place where that the chicken was roaming, and that's the food for that, by sitting there in the person's nose. When there, the Hakim treat, just one sneeze came out, that hen was waiting, same time packed it. So way to way, what? So insan to, we can see food, but we can't benefit until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to benefit. So what we learn today is all our needs, whether it's connected to Allah ta'ala directly or indirectly through the means of the creation, first attention must be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is a doer, and the way is wuzu properly, 2 rakat salah. If there is no time, at least no time for salah, but at least anything we do, first turn our attention to Allah. Even if you can't lift our hands, in our mind, talk to Allah, oh Allah, certain things I wanted to happen. Wallah, you help, wallah ta'ala, you make it happen. Dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise Allah ta'ala. Durushra upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the dua. And also, shukr of Allah ta'ala's ni'mat. We have lots of needs. And sometimes we get over excited. It's not happening. Why I'm not coming right? Sometimes we lose hope like this. Sometimes we lose trust on Allah ta'ala. But if we think the other part of it, other side, that think of so many things Allah has done for us already. Don't look at things, one thing not coming right. A couple of months going, not coming right. I am putting CV here, I am doing this, I am trying this, not coming right. But look how many million things coming right in life, in our life. All our organs are working properly. We're not in a hospital, how many sleep in a hospital? How many things happening on our way? We woke up in the morning, we had the water, we went to toilet, we made wuzu. We never had a headache. We could come to masjid. We could wear clothes. How many people woke up in the morning, they could not wear clothes because paralyzed. Allah Ta'ala never made that happen. How many things happen in our way? One, two things not coming right, so we give up, we lose hope, we lose trust on Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So, for it not to happen, think of Allah Ta'ala's ni'mats, Allah Ta'ala's bounties. So much Allah Ta'ala is doing all the time for us. Make shukr of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make shukr, not to forget the marhums. Allah Ta'ala grant within it for those. Many people are sickly in hospital, at homes. Allah Ta'ala give them complete afiyat, shifa, ajila, kamila, daima. And whenever making dua for the shifa and afiyat, not only the from the sickness of the body, but spiritual heart sicknesses also. Malice, jealousy, hypocrisy, greed, all that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us clean of that. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa maulaha. Wa Allah ta'ala cure me from all the kind of illness and sickness, bodily and the heart. The sickness of the heart is more important to be removed, because this sickness of the body only till the death, problem until death. But the danger of the sickness of the heart, not only this world, but even it carries on in the hereafter also. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم لا معبود إلا الله لا مقصود إلا الله لا مسجود إلا الله لا مشهود إلا الله لا إله 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 إن 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 الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم لا خالق إلا الله لا مالك إلا الله لا رزاق إلا الله لا قاضي الحاجات إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. Try and make a habit of reciting لا إله إلا الله 100 times every day. The one who recites 100 times لا إله إلا الله every day, Allah Ta'ala will make the person's face shine like a 14 on the day of Qiyamah. It means Allah will give the person honor, respect. The one who got the honor and respect, Allah Ta'ala will not disgrace the person by putting in Jahannam. It means Allah will bless the person with Jannah. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الانس والجان لا هادي الا الله لا اله 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 الا الله
الله الله
لا إن الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. صبح بي الله شام بي الله صبح بي الله شام بي الله جنتي فردي هدم الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم الظالمين فانصرنا على القوم المفسدين. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم أعنا على سكرات الموت اللهم أعنا على غمرات الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفي الموت. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم أقيت أنك باقية الوليد. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وجاء نقودك من جميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من البرص والجنون والجزام وسيد الأسقام. اللهم نسألك العافية دوام العافية الشكر على العافية. اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية المعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمان وحسنك ورضا بالقضاء. اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذه الليلة فتحها ونصها نورها بركتها ودا ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيها وشر ما بعدها. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان ولك بلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.